Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Young and Dumb podcast. This is the first episode of our podcast. I'm one of your hosts. My name's Rochelle. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm a fourth-year media production student. And just for the sake of it, because I'm very into astrology, I am a Taurus sun. And I'll pass it on over to our other host over here.
Hi, I'm Beatrice. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I am a Scorpio sun.
So yeah, basically Young and Dumb is just a show where we're going to be kind of sharing our advice, sharing our stories, basically just everything that we've sort of accumulated knowledge-wise over the past 4 years, which isn't a ton. We are also still a little bit young and dumb, as the title implies. But we're basically just going to be chatting. It's kind of going to be your safe space where you can come and just relate to us and our embarrassing stories and laugh. We can talk about so many different things.
Yeah, we kind of just hope that this podcast gives us the opportunity to set some time aside every week since we're always so busy and take a break and have a good conversation. You know, talk about some things that happened during our week or tell some funny stories or get things off of our chest, you know, all of that fun stuff. We also just really want our listeners to feel that they can listen to this podcast when they need a break and want to just take a breather. So we hope that we can be that for you.
Just to give a little bit more backstory, sort of like how we even came to make this, I'd always been really interested in podcasting. I listened to a bunch over the past couple years, especially a lot in university, so I thought it'd be cool to start my own. I actually joined a class. This is sort of, I don't know, little funny anecdote. I joined a RTA class in second year that was supposed to be kind of all about podcasting and you're supposed to like produce your own podcast. But I got scared because I was in second year and mostly everybody else was in third and fourth, and I dropped it, which is a stupid decision because I think I should have stayed in it. I am taking it next semester, but don't underestimate yourself like I did and just go for things. But basically, yeah, I have always been really interested in podcasting, and I think it was for a project in third year we had to pitch. I think it was really honestly just any sort of media product, I guess, if you want to call it that. And so I was like, okay, well, I've always wanted to do a podcast. And then it sort of turned into this thing where I knew I wanted to give people advice. I feel like the Toronto University experience is very specific and very particular. So I was like, I want a place for people exactly like me. I'm actually not from Toronto. I'm from out of province. So I know that it is an interesting adjustment, especially if you're from a smaller place than Toronto, which I assume most people would be if they're from somewhere that's not the city. I basically just wanted to create this show. So I pitched it for, I don't even think it was a pitch. I think it was just like you had to write like how you were going to market your media product. But I was like, oh, well, I might as well take this opportunity to kind of create what I've been wanting to do, this podcast thing. And then Spirit Live, we were like, hey, let's pitch it to them. And they were so graciously accepted us. So thanks. Shout out.
Yeah. Thanks, Spirit Live. I actually remember you working on your assignment and telling me about the podcast idea and asking me like, Beatrice, would you ever want to co-host something like this with me? And I was like, yeah, of course. I also listen to quite a few podcasts, but I must admit that I've mostly just listened to podcasts made by my favorite YouTubers. I feel like it's become quite common for YouTubers to turn to podcasting for an extra source of income or just an extra source of creativity, just a creative outlet. And I just can't say that I've listened to podcasts by people who dedicate their careers to podcasting, which I feel like is a bit shameful, but I definitely do want to get into that and have definitely listened to some episodes of podcasts about things I'm super interested in and want to learn more about. So maybe I'll get into it, but for now, the only podcasts I listen to are podcasts by YouTubers. Regardless, though, I do love me a good podcast, and I'm so, so excited to be starting Young and Dumb.
Yeah. So since we're talking about kind of, you know, this is our experience as being fourth-year students and kind of giving our advice, how has your semester been going, Beatrice? If you had to rate it 1 out of 10 and also just give us a general little breakdown of first semester, fourth year.
Yikes. I mean, rating the semester on a general scale is a bit hard just because on the stress scale, I'm at like a 50. But on the other hand, we're finally at the point where we're really being hands-on, which I think is arguably the thing that every RTA student looks forward to, like, from the start. So I'm really happy to be finally living in that, but I am someone who's very hyper-focused on my schoolwork, and I don't make time for anything else, which I know is a fault. So all of that just makes it really tough, but everything considered, I think maybe my general rating might be a 6 out of 10.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, altogether, 6 seems pretty solid, I think. How about you?
Yeah, I also agree with you that it's like, I don't know if I can give it one straight number because there's so many things that go into it. Like, Beatrice and I are currently both working on our practicums, and that's like extremely long days. Like yesterday, I think I was at our shooting location at around 9:30, and I was going home at around 1:30 a.m. So it's a lot. You have to make sure that you're sleeping and drinking water and eating, but it's so much fun that it's like, oh, but, you know, I can't even give it like a, that's not a something that deserves a low rating. It's just like, that's the way that it works. And also, like, because of the long days of practicum, it's been hard kind of when the proper week hits, because we're filming on the weekends, I feel like I'm just, there's a ton of stuff that has sort of piled up over the weekend that I should have done. I think the reason why also that we put it, I don't know if like you relate to this, but like practicum has almost like become my number one priority anyway. Number one, because it's so much fun, but also because it's the thing that when you start in first year, you're, oh, sorry if you can hear a siren. I literally live on the busiest street ever, downtown Toronto. Which, quick side note, I'm from such a small town that I used to live in complete silence in a forest. So it's been a transition to live on right on Bloor Street. But anyway, yeah, practicum is that thing that ever since first year we've been sort of talked to about. And now it's finally here. So it's like you want to do a good job, but it's a lot. So all that rambling to say that I would give this semester a 7 out of 10. 1 point more.
Not bad, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I think you're better at balancing things out and worrying about one thing at a time than I am.
No, I just, like,
you make it look that way.
Oh, no. Honestly, I do not care about grades, which is not really a great thing. And not to say that my grades are bad or anything, but I don't know. I've never, like, grades have never been a huge concern of mine. Maybe they should be.
No, I mean, you're doing great, so.
I do all right for myself. But anyway. Also, I guess since there's two of us here, you're probably wondering, or maybe you're not, but I'm gonna assume you're wondering, how do these people know each other? So we can both go into our own little stories of how we know each other. From my perspective, I always kind of knew who Beatrice was. I had been in a couple classes with friends of hers before, and but we never spoke. I was just like, oh, there's that girl in, you know, in my program, and there she is. And then in second year, we were in a class called Business of Creative Media, which is a required class for everybody in second year RTA, or maybe not RTA, but media production. And yeah, we were put into a group, and we kind of, Beatrice commutes, which I'll let you get to that in a second, but Beatrice commutes, and I am just one of those people that thinks that if you're on time, then you're late. So I'm always places early. So we would always kind of be getting to class early, and we kind of exchanged phone numbers, and we would talk before class, and we just realized that we had a lot in common. So, and also we didn't really have a ton of friends, either of us did, so it was kind of like, oh, there's finally my RTA person that I found. And yeah, and ever since then we've been besties, and that's the story.
My side of the story is that I'm somebody who's not very aware of the people around me. Like, I obviously know they're there, but I don't like take in who they are. And so me and Rochelle had a couple of classes, and I just didn't register that she was there, but I'm very glad that at one point I did, and we were in that class that she mentioned, and we had to be in groups, and we ended up being put in the same group, thank the lords and heavens above. I think that's what like made us talk. And then after that, yeah, we would get to class super early. We already knew who the other was, and we had already exchanged phone numbers because we were in the same group, and we all just had a group chat. And yeah, we would get to class early, talk in the hallway, and we really just hit it off. And as she said, we didn't really have very many friends, so it was nice to have somebody that I got along with so well. And I just really liked, not to use this word, but I really liked her vibe and her energy. And I just had a good feeling about her, I guess. So I thought it was a friendship worth pursuing. And thankfully, we just kept talking after that class was over. And I actually remember in that semester, we actually had another class, and I'd only registered that you were there after we had been put in the same group. I was like, oh my gosh, you're in this class with me.
Wait, oh, I was like, what are you talking about? But yeah.
Yeah, music and film. And we then started talking before class then as well. So we started talking like twice a week, and we would text here and there. And then that just progressively became more frequent. And then we started talking about personal stuff, and then we just became pretty close. So it was, it felt pretty organic. I feel like in my brain, I was meant to meet you at that one point, and I'm very glad it happened.
Aw.
Aw, besties.
Aw.
Aw.
So one of the things that we thought would be really cool for this podcast, since we're both very into music, Beatrice is definitely a little bit more into it than I am, we kind of wanted to do either, I think what we're going to do is set up a sort of way where we can do Spotify playlists or just like add our favorite songs to a playlist for you guys to listen to, which we can probably link on our Instagram, which we do have an Instagram account for this podcast. It's at Young and Dumb Podcast, Yonge and Dumb Podcast. So basically, yeah, we are super into music. We want to share our favorite tunes with you. And just to sort of kick that off, we can verbally kind of share what we've been listening to. And then you guys can tune into that playlist every week if you want to listen to the stuff we've added. But I'll let Beatrice go ahead with what her favorite tunes are at the moment.
Thankfully, Miss Adele released her new single called Easy On Me, and I love it, and it's amazing, and I've been listening to that quite often. But also, the musical nerd and loser in me has been listening to the 21 album by Adele, because I just turned 21.
Yeah.
And I was like mentally preparing for my age by listening to that album. So I've been listening to that on repeat as well. It's been an Adele kind of couple of weeks. And yeah, so she's been what I've been listening to right now. And since I listed an album, I'll probably just add my favorite song off of the album onto the playlist. But Easy On Me's fire. If you haven't listened to it, please go listen to it. Her vocals go crazy. So I recommend.
Personally, Adele, yes, we love her, especially if you're trying to feel sad, which sometimes, yeah, sometimes you gotta listen to the sad music to make yourself feel more sad. Unless you don't do that, then maybe not. I am forever and always that's kind of a funny pun because it's a song by her. I am forever and always listening to Taylor Swift. Obviously, once the leaves start changing, once it's autumn, All Too Well is blasting every day, and basically just everything from Red. Plus, she's releasing Red, Taylor's version, on November 19th, I believe. I heard actually a rumor that it is being pushed up a week. So I don't know. Favorite songs off of Red? Actually, I'll give one favorite song and then the rest will be in the playlist. My current favorite song off of Red is The Moment I Knew. Love it. Besides that, just gonna shout out a couple other bands and people that I've been listening to. Phoebe Bridgers, always. Greta Van Fleet. I think that's about it. Anyway, you'll see more of it in our little playlist if you want to follow that. That would be so very kind of you.
Also, on our Instagram, we'll create a story every week where you can tell us what you're listening to. That way we get some music recommendations from you as well. I think that'd be really fun. I love listening to music that's recommended to me. It makes me feel like I'm broadening my knowledge on music. And I just love music, so I'm always down to listen. And I think that'd be quite fun.
Yeah, definitely share your favorite songs on our Instagram. And also weekly, we'll probably be putting up a story where you can ask us questions, because we would love to do a little question segment at the end of every episode. And we actually did put out a story even before we recorded today's episode, saying, hey, if you want to ask us questions, obviously most of the people that are following us at the moment are some of our lovely friends who already knew that we were starting this, and they were so kind and asked us some questions. A lot of them we've already answered, but if you're listening to this, you're so welcome to follow us on Instagram and ask us a question. We'll probably be being more specific about the exact topic of each week. Obviously, this week is a very introductory episode, but we will be having specific topics each week, just so you know. So one of the first questions we got, this might be not a little boring, but if you're not an RTA, maybe it won't resonate as much. Favorite class right now? So personally, and I guess we can talk a little bit about our journeys in RTA, because everyone kind of takes a different path, which is what is so great about the program, is like you're in this program full of people that are doing honestly completely different things, but you're all just like there to almost create the same end goal a lot of the time. So it's kind of cool. I don't know. I love our program so much. I'm so in love with media production.
It's almost like since everybody is going towards a different goal and has their own specific niche of talent and passion, we all bounce off of each other and we all learn so much from one another. And it's almost like there's constant inspiration around you. And it's always like, someone will always be impressing you and like giving you ideas in your own creative way. And it's just like always a snowball effect, like since first day of first year. And then it's just like always rolling. So it's super cool.
That's so true. Yeah. Yeah. I just love the program so much, especially since being from Nova Scotia, like there is nothing at all like this program back home, which is kind of something that frustrates me a little bit. And I would love to be able to bring my passion back home so that the little people like me who didn't want to be a nurse or be a doctor or be a lawyer, there's a place for you, I promise. So my favorite class that I'm taking at the moment is children's programming. I would love to work in kids' TV. However, I'm one of those people that when I graduate, I do want to travel for a few years, maybe buy a bus and drive around North America in it. Like, I'm that kind of person. So I don't love telling people that, and here I am telling it on a podcast for a bunch of people to have their opinion. Obviously, I do eventually want to get a job in media, like I did this program for a reason. So yeah, children's programming has been super, super great for learning, just that it's still something that I'm super passionate about. I love kids, and I think that their brain is at such an important time in their life where you can, you know, influence it in such a positive way. And sorry, just another side note. I'll shut up in 2 seconds. As much as I love children's programming, the other contender for my favorite class right now, besides practicum, but I don't like the practicum class because it's just adding on more work to us doing practicum. Like, I don't want to have to write little things in a checklist every week. Anyway, but that's just me being lazy, I guess. But the other class that I really like that I'm taking right now is the business of art. I almost dropped it because I'm like, I'm not a business-minded person. I'm not going to need this. I don't want to do it. But especially me being somebody who wants to travel, and I'd love to do like media jobs while I'm out traveling, it's really useful and it kind of teaches you how to sort of run your own business and like what to price your things at, like what you're producing and, you know, how to do taxes for a art business. All stuff that like I was like, I don't need this, you know, money's not real, nah, but I kind of do need it. So that is my super, super long response. I will let you speak, Beatrice.
No, yeah, no worries. I loved every second of that. My favorite classes have nothing to do with RTA. And my favorite class is Women in Music. And it's actually new. I'm pretty sure this is the first time it's running. But it's with a prof that I've had before. Her name is Jillian Turnbull. She's amazing. And it's just a super fun course. You just learn about the amazing things that women have done in the music industry, and you learn some songs that maybe have deeper meanings than you thought that you know, and some songs that you don't know that like were out in history before you were born and you just never heard of them, but you now know the impact that they had on music. And it's just so, so cool. And if it is still running, which I'm sure it will be because I know it's going to be so popular, I would take it, and I highly recommend. Course code is MUS520. Feels like a promo code. MUS520, 10% off. But yeah, I highly recommend taking that. And that's my favorite class right now. But if we're doing RTA as well, I would say intermediate audio is my favorite class currently.
Nice. Yeah, another question is basically, what are our favorite study spots / going out spots in Toronto? So I was here for 2 years. So first year and second year, and then the pandemic hit. I went home for a year and a half. So there are a couple places that I know I definitely didn't take as much advantage of, you know, doing everything in Toronto as I would have liked to in the first couple years I was here. That's kind of why I'm trying to make it up right now. But if I had to pick a favorite spot to go out, it would probably be Handlebar in Kensington Market. I just love, I don't know, it's kind of like a dive bar situation. And the people there are super friendly, drinks are decently priced, and just every time I've been there, I've just had a really good time. So shout out to Handlebar. And also recently, actually, I went to a place with a friend of mine from Nova Scotia who was in town randomly visiting her sister. I believe it was called, oh gosh, I'm not going to remember now. Melrose. Yes, it was kind of a fancier place. That's also like the big difference between, you know, going out in Toronto and going out in Halifax, Nova Scotia is a completely different story. You know, here everyone is quite fancy. You know, you pay a lot of money for drinks. You go into places that are, you know, invite only, or you have to make a reservation and blah, 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 blah. It's not like that at all in Nova Scotia. I'm sure there is kind of some sort of scene of that, but it's not the popular thing to do. So Melrose, I don't even, you know, it's not a super, super fancy place. We got in right away, but it was just slightly nicer. The drinks were, I mean, they were super expensive, but they were gorgeous and they were delicious. So yeah, Handlebar and then Melrose on Adelaide. And favorite study spots? I have quite a few. A lot of them are in the east side of town because that's where I used to live. Just to name a few, Purple Penguin Cafe I love, Juice and Java I love, and also Thank You Coffee. That's the one I've been going to this year. That's kind of my go-to. Delicious cookies, delicious iced coffee. And yeah, and also, I mean, there's no point in really saying this because it's closed down, but my favorite spot I used to go to study all the time was called Bluestone Lane. They had two locations in Toronto, and then I came back after the pandemic and they were both shut down, which is so sad. They had such good avocado toast.
It was so heartbreaking to like come back to Toronto and see your favorite places not there anymore. And I wasn't even aware of what closed down, but when I went, I was like, oh no. But I feel you on that. Since I'm a commuter, I can't say that I've been to too many places because the life is kind of going on campus, attending class, and going back home. But on campus, I went through a phase where I would always go to the library to do work. I found my little spot and it was pretty empty most of the time, so it felt very nice to be kind of secluded and I got to focus. SLC classic, you know, the beach floor. What is it, the sixth? I even forget because it's been so long.
It's closed right now though. I haven't even tried because they say like you can't reserve a spot for the sixth floor, but I haven't like tried to go up there. Maybe it's just like empty and open.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like I only go to the SLC when the work is kind of leisurely and I can get it done while having a conversation. I know there are floors that are dedicated to, you know, silence, but I don't attend those, so
I don't subscribe to those.
I don't subscribe to those floors. SLC is good for like when you're doing work and just chilling. It's not too taxing on your brain. Oh, I would always do work in the RCC. Sometimes I'd go to the engineering building because I just love the building. I think it's so nice. And they have a lot of windows, and I love windows.
Shout out windows.
Shout out windows. Shout out daylight. I love daylight. Good for serotonin levels, I think. Oh, yeah. And, like, the last... This answer is obviously very uninteresting because I've only gone within the parameters of campus, but Page One. Page One is a classic. I've been there a couple times and have studied there. Again, it's like, when I'm doing work that requires a lot of focus, I can't really be around noise. So I would also only go to Page One if I'm doing something that doesn't require much brain power. But they also have good avocado toast.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And they have some pretty good teas. But unfortunately, that's all I have to offer for you guys.
So yeah, I think we're kind of coming to the end of our questions and just kind of generally introducing ourselves. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And like we said, we are going to be making that Spotify playlist pretty much as soon as this episode goes up. Make sure to follow us on Instagram for weekly stories to ask us questions, for the link to the Spotify. Basically, the Instagram is at Young and Dumb Podcast, Y-O-N-G-E and Dumb Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening and supporting us. It means the world. And we hope that we were entertaining enough that you tune in next time.
Bye.